Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. My husband called this number a few days ago. There's an erroneous charge on our January statement and our February statement. And the person he spoke to said they would reverse the charge since he had never ordered that. Can you pull up a record of this and confirm that you're canceling and crediting this account, this amount to our account?
What's the zip code?
90503.
And the name?
It was under Everett Loki Efaw, E-F as in Frank, A-W.
Okay, and can you confirm the mailing address for security purposes?
5502 Lorna Street.
Okay, let's see. February, it was from February 12, 2022. Let's see.
4989 and the same in January.
He called on the 6th, said he didn't place the order, spoke with the fraud department. Fraud department gave the information. Says customer denied it and thinks it is fraud. Customer agreed to the refund of $49.89, and it was submitted. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days to go back to the account, though.
And who did he speak to? Marguerite?
No, it says Kristen. It says Kristen and Brisa. I don't know how to say that, but it's B-R-I-S-A.
B-I-R.
B-R-I-S-A.
Okay. Yeah, but there were two charges, one in January and one in February as well.
Okay, so he only spoke to them about the one in February, and that is the latest transaction, so that's the one that they refund.
Well, no, I'm looking at the statement right here. There's one in January and one in February, and he didn't order either one of them. January, I'll give you the exact date.
January 13th.
Yes, January 13th, a transaction posted on January 15th, $49.89.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he never did the contest entry or anything or the survey?
Nope, never.
Okay. So he can wait 3 to 5 business days on that one as well.
Can you send us an email to confirm this, please?
Mm-hmm. For both, actually.
Yes, please. Send it to me. I'll give you my email.
Okay. I sent it to the one that's Lisa. It's L-O-K-E-F-A-W. Is that yours or his?
No, that's his.
Okay.
He didn't receive anything. When did you send it?
I just sent it now.
Oh, you just sent it. Okay. Yes. So that's on the one that's in February?
February and January.
February and January. Let me ask him if he got it right now while I got you on the phone. Hold on 1 second.
Loki, I have my contact on the phone that was sent you an email about the credit for January and February. She sent an email.
Which one?
CEFA.verizon.net.
Okay, and who's it from?
And what will it say
it's a Gmail one. It's a Gmail email.
Oh, it's a Gmail one. I'm sorry. But you sent it to his address. It was loki.efall@verizon.net?
gmail.com, sorry.
Oh, you sent it to his Gmail address.
Which one?
Which one? I'm sorry. Give me the full name. Hold on.
L-O-K-E. Oh, okay.
Okay, I got lokefaw@gmail.com.
Yes, that's your email, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what is the sending email address?
It may be under, I don't know if it's under the NAP app, I'm sorry, the app name, or if it's under the customer service name.
How about Bytes Hub?
It may be Bytes under Hub? Bytes Hub, because that's the app name.
Okay, just got it. I just got 3 of them in the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
That's from,
all right. Thank you. I will use those with the credit card company. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.